Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, September 17th. I'm Mark Daniels. The WIAA and PMI, which operates the Rush Center, signed a contract extension that will keep the Girls State Volleyball Tournament and the Girls State Basketball Championships at the Rush through 2020. Last year was the first season for the Girls State Basketball Tournament at the Rush. WIAA Executive Deb Hauser knew the building had potential for the championships.
I think what people who came here saw was the atmosphere that was created for them. I think they saw that every seat in the venue is a good seat, and the intimacy and the ability of the girls on the floor to react to the crowd noise was just something that couldn't be replaced. Girls thrive off of excitement and emotion and noise, and when they heard that and could feel and sense that, they felt special.
Brendan Bruss of PMI says the first year was pulled off and now they're excited for more.
Last year when you actually saw a state tournament, you want to have a facility that's worthy. The Rush Center no doubt proved that. But what the coaches and teams also experienced was an atmosphere. And that's what you want when you walk out onto that court. The girls actually, I think their eyes opened up and said, all right, this is a big-time event. This is a state championship.
And they'll have several more state championships. The WIAA Board of Control approved that contract extension unanimously last Friday. Monday Night Football, second week of the NFL season, wrapped up at Paul Brown Stadium, where the Cincinnati Bengals, the Packers' next opponent, defeated their AFC North rival Pittsburgh Steelers 20-10. Game was tied at 10 at intermission. Andy Dalton threw for 280 yards and a touchdown to running back Giovanni Bernard, who also scored on the ground as Dalton and the Bengals get to 1-1.
It's big to come in, you know, Monday night, everybody's watching to get a win. And especially, you know, against the Steelers, a team that's been really good for a long time. And, you know, a division rival. And it was big for us.
But for the Steelers, Mike Tomlin's club now 0-2 for the first time since 2002. But he says the Bengals earned it.
There's a certain amount that we need to swallow with this, and rightfully so. But we got to remain unwavering collectively. We got to, you know, continue to work and move forward. But it starts with that acknowledgement that they were a better team tonight.
Some other NFL notes. Tampa Bay safety Deshaun Goldson has been suspended one game for a helmet-to-helmet hit on Sunday. Goldson has had prior incidents while with San Francisco. Washington Redskins safety Brandon Merriweather may be facing disciplinary action as well after he knocked out Eddie Lacy in the Packers game on Sunday. Head coach Mike McCarthy did not like the hit.
The Washington safety definitely led with his helmet, so I know that's not what we're looking for.
What about the hit on Starks?
Same thing. Yeah, different result.
Merriweather knocked himself out on that hit against Starks in the second quarter. As for the status of Lacy, the Packers say they'll have an update on Wednesday. More injury news from around the league. Left tackle Ryan Clady of the Denver Broncos may miss the rest of the season with a Lisfranc injury. Seattle Seahawks left tackle Russell Okung suffered a knee ligament tear in the Sunday night win over San Francisco. And Atlanta lost two starters, Coy Bierman, the defensive end, with an Achilles tendon, and fullback Brady Ewing with a separated shoulder. In college football, the Wisconsin Badgers still stinging from their loss to Arizona State on the road Saturday night, 32-30. Badgers were driving late in the game, tried to spike the ball to set up a game-winning field goal attempt, but after the spike, the clock kept running, and they never got another chance. Well, the Pac-12 commissioner, Larry Scott, says the officiating crew has been reprimanded. He issued a statement saying the crew failed to properly administer the end-of-game situation and act with appropriate urgency on the game's final play. Comes a small consolation to Wisconsin Badgers head coach Gary Anderson.
Doesn't change the outcome, obviously, and I don't expect that, but, you know, that's accountability, which is, at the end of the day, that's what we ask for.
Anderson says his players handled the stunning loss with some class.
What I continue to learn from them is their preparation, the way they handled the locker room, the way they carried themselves after the game, was good, especially through our upperclassmen.
Wisconsin preparing for their Big Ten opener against the Purdue Boilermakers this Saturday. Now to Major League Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago Cubs are opening up their final series against each other, and it's a battle for the basement in the National League Central. Brewers now up 3.5 games on Chicago after a 6-1 victory. Caleb Gindel with an RBI triple in the fourth, a two-run home run in the seventh, made a winner of Willie Peralta, who went six innings, giving up just one unearned run with seven strikeouts. And for Peralta, he attained a preseason goal.
Very happy. That's on our... One of my goals when I start the season, you know, trying to get double digits and get like 10 wins.
And he got there. Now 10-15 on the year. Marco Estrada will face Jeff Samardzija in game two of the four-game series. And Brewer manager Ron Renicki, who's won 3 out of 4, says, "We just want to finish the season strong."
This time of the year, it doesn't matter if you're out of the race or not. These guys are still playing for a lot. And they want to show people what they can do. And we're both in the same boat. We've got young guys out there that want to impress somebody.
At the top of the NL Central, the Pittsburgh Pirates and St. Louis Cardinals remain tied. Pirates shut out by the San Diego Padres 2-0. Andrew Cashner, a complete game one-hitter, took a no-hitter into the seventh.
I've had some no-hitters broken up before, and I think in previous times I've learned to, you know, just stay with, you know, my game plan and keep making pitches. And, you know, it was a big spot in the game with McCutchen up, you know, and I just told myself to, you know, keep throwing my sinker where I wanted to, even though I gave up the hit on it.
St. Louis Cardinals also falling to the Colorado Rockies 6-2. The Rockies scored 4 runs in the eighth. Cincinnati now 2.5 back. An interleague victory over Houston 6-1. The Reds lead the Washington Nationals by 5 games for that second wild card. Nationals game against the Atlanta Braves postponed on Monday because of the Navy Yard shooting nearby. They'll play a doubleheader on Tuesday. Phillies rocked the Marlins 12-2. Cliff Lee, 14 strikeouts in 8 innings, helped himself with 4 RBIs at the plate. Arizona Diamondbacks beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 2-1. Paul Goldschmidt, a 2-run home run in the first. That was 116 RBIs to lead the National League. In the American League, the two teams tied for the wild card spots. Mets and the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Texas Rangers 6-2. Will Myers with a home run and 3 RBIs gives Tampa a 1-game lead over Texas for the first wild card. And Myers says it's fun to be in a race.
It's a lot of fun just to be here with a good team, a team that's in it right now. You know, everybody's keeping it loose right now, and it's just a fun clubhouse to be in.
Rangers have dropped 7 in a row, and they have a tenuous lead on that second wild card. Just a half game in front of Cleveland, but the Indians could not make up ground. They were beaten by James Shields and the Kansas City Royals 7-1. Royals are only 2.5 games out of the second wild card spot. Detroit beat Seattle 4-2. White Sox hammered the Twins 12-1, scoring 7 runs in the first inning. And the LA Angels also dominated the Oakland A's by a 12-1 score. Finished up the BMW Championship outside Chicago because of the rain on Sunday. And Zach Johnson shoots a 6-under 65 to beat Nick Watney by 2 strokes. Johnson has had a strong season, several top 10 finishes, but this was his first win of the year and 10th of his career.
I don't want to say, I got asked the question, does this validate what I've done over the last 3 months? I don't think so. It just means that I'm playing well and I made more putts this week. That's really what it boils down to.
Jim Furyk, who had a 59 early in the tournament, finished in third. Steve Stricker tied for fourth. Tiger Woods tied for 11th, but he will be the top-ranked player as the top 30 head to Eastlake in Atlanta for the FedEx Cup Championship Final Tournament. Out of NASCAR, news from Juan Pablo Montoya says he's leaving NASCAR after 8 years for the Izod IndyCar Series. Montoya won 2 Sprint Cup races in his NASCAR career. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.